This is Holy Land Moments, featuring an excerpt from Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's recently released biography, The Bridge Builder. It tells the story of Rabbi Eckstein's life work in bringing Christians and Jews together. And on today's program, Rabbi Eckstein shares his early experiences developing relationships in Christian communities.
In retrospect, it seems obvious that Yekiel Eckstein and the evangelical Christian community were made for one another. But at the time, the Pentecostal and Southern Baptist churches were just more Christian doors he was knocking on in his efforts to find allies. In mainline churches, he got a polite but often distant response. The evangelicals were different. Eckstein found himself embraced as a long-awaited brother, a representative of God's chosen people. "I wasn't the first rabbi to meet with the cardinal or the big ministers," says Eckstein, "but I was the first Jew most of the evangelical pastors had ever met." Very few American Jews regard themselves as chosen people in the literal sense. God talk tends to make even liberal rabbis uncomfortable. Orthodox Jews do believe in God and the concept of being a holy people, but they are not inclined to seek validation from Christians of any denomination or variety. Eckstein was raised to feel this way too, yet he couldn't help noticing how responsive the evangelicals seemed, how eager they were to help him do his job by supporting Israel. Considering his mission, reaching out to them seemed like a practical thing to do. But there was more to it than simple pragmatism. Eckstein, to his surprise, found himself moved by their sincerity, their religious passion, and their unconditional love for God, Israel, and the Jewish people. And he was also cognizant that they represented an opportunity for bridge building.
The Fellowship is pleased to announce the release of Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's biography, The Bridge Builder. All proceeds from the sale of The Bridge Builder go toward helping poor Jews in Israel and around the world. Visit holylandmoments.ca to read an excerpt from the book. That's holylandmoments.ca.